draft a wide receiver, you are investing in that receiver's quarterback. The better the quarterback, at least as a passer, the better the odds that, all things being equal, that wide receiver will have a good season. And the worse, quote unquote, the quarterback, the more that wide receiver might find boom bust weeks or even struggle in general. We've seen that year after year. And it's hard to predict sometimes with younger quarterbacks who will break through. Jordan Love, as we talked about, had a great first season as a starter. Cam Ward is not having a great first season as a starter. Jordan Love had a lot of young talent that kind of came up through the ranks with him. Cam Ward has some solid young talent, but not at the same level. And his two best receivers coming into this season in terms of on the depth chart were Calvin Ridley and Tyler Lockett. I don't need to say what happened with those two. We know when your top two receivers, at least on the depth chart, falter that much, and then one is lost for the season and the other is, you know, sent packing, that's not a good sign for your quarterback. J.J. McCarthy, expected to be very good. I remember some of the buzz in camp was that he was going to be great. Of course, that was buzz in camp. And if you bought into it, then you bought into Justin Jefferson, and you bought into, to an extent, Jordan Addison, and you bought into T.J. Hockenson. McCarthy, and we now have a bigger body of work for McCarthy of several games where we can compare him to Carson Wentz, who took over for him when McCarthy got hurt. Wentz hadn't been relevant for a couple of seasons. He comes in. I did a podcast episode about this is the moment for Wentz. This is kind of that moment when either his career will continue or his career will come to a resounding end, effectively. That this was the best receiving core he had had in maybe throughout his career. And so what would he do? And what would these receivers do? It turns out Jefferson and Addison and T.J. Hockenson did pretty well, especially Jefferson and Addison, compared to when McCarthy had been the quarterback. Addison was out for the first few games, but Jefferson, apples to apples comparison, did better with Wentz than he did with McCarthy. And now we're seeing, with McCarthy back at the helm, the same thing. Jefferson is faltering. He's not looking as good. Addison, you know, TD dependent, the best you can say. Hockenson, horribly underutilized. It doesn't make sense. If a great quarterback were at the helm, this would be a top seven, top eight NFL offense. Instead, McCarthy is struggling to throw for more than 150 yards a game. And the entire offense, as a result, is struggling. And fantasy managers are struggling because they're not getting anywhere close to the most they can get from these players. What I find really fascinating is, in terms of how tough it is to evaluate these guys, it's not just fantasy managers, it's also GMs. That, time and again, I've talked about this on the podcast, I talked about it on the blog. Number one overall quarterback draft picks are hit or miss over the course of the last 25 years. You don't know which ones are going to break through and be great, which ones are going to be good, and which ones are going to be awful by NFL standards. McCarthy was the number 10 overall pick in 2024. He was expected to be great. He was drafted to be the franchise quarterback replacing Kirk Cousins. That was the point. Cam Ward was drafted number one overall, and he was expected to be great. Both of them, if you look at their numbers on a per-game basis, are pretty similar. Cam Ward might be better in some ways, but J.J. McCarthy is better. It's pretty close between the two of them. But the big difference is that McCarthy has an elite wide receiver, a solid number two receiver, and a great tight end, along with a strong backfield, at his disposal. And oh, by the way, pretty good defense. You know, when they're on, they're on. Vikings defense. McCarthy should be doing better. Cam Ward has had Calvin Ridley and Tyler Lockett. Now he's got a couple rookies and, you know, a smattering of talent and a decent backfield, all things considered, often playing from behind. Cam Ward is beleaguered, to say the least. Both he and McCarthy, effectively rookies. Cam Ward, a true rookie. McCarthy, effectively a rookie, because he didn't play last year because he was hurt all year. But McCarthy should not be playing at the same level of Cam Ward with the talent that he has. And it's a reminder of how tough it is, again, for NFL scouts, general managers, their staff, to figure out who's actually going, whose skill set is going to translate well in the NFL. Of course, there are exceptions where guys can be, can whiff in the first few years of their career and then come back later. Guys like Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, and break through. Carson Wentz arguably broke through to a limited extent when he returned after a couple of years of being in the wilderness. Lead this team. It's going to be very interesting to see whether J.J. McCarthy can turn a corner next year. I don't think the Vikings are just going to give up on him. In the same way that Carolina didn't give up on Bryce Young, they did briefly, but they brought him back, and he finished strong, and that salvaged his career. And now he's looking better, and he has a true alpha wide receiver who he can throw to, a young, ascending wide receiver. That is something that Cam Ward does not have to the same degree, and that is something that J.J. McCarthy has in spades. He's got all the receivers he needs. So the big question is going to be for Dynasty folks, what do you do with Jefferson and Addison and Hockenson? Do you bet on McCarthy turning a corner next year? It's probably a 50-50 chance he does. Talent often finds a way, but not always. And so there is also a chance that McCarthy could wind up being the starter in week one next year. And then by week eight, the Vikings are 2-6, and they say, we've seen enough. He's not the guy. And they bring in a bridge quarterback to bridge for whoever they draft in the next, in the 2027 draft. These are the types of comparisons that are easier because you can see the true difference between greatness at receiver versus middling to bad at receiver and greatness at quarterback versus middling to bad at quarterback. And I would say that right now, in some weird way, Cam Ward is looking far more impressive than J.J. McCarthy because unlike McCarthy, Cam Ward didn't have a year that he stood on the sidelines to be able to observe and learn from someone who'd been doing this for a long time. And Cam Ward didn't come in with the kind of talent. So in many ways, we have to look at what Cam Ward is doing, I think, in my view, and take those stats and inflate them a bit, because he should be doing better if he had better wide receivers. Whereas McCarthy, we should deflate some of his stats. The fact is, he would be doing worse if he didn't have these receivers. That if Cam Ward went to Minnesota and J.J. McCarthy went to Tennessee, I think you would see Cam Ward with a much, much better season than J.J. McCarthy. We'll know more by next season. That's going to be the real test as Tennessee retools and as Cam Ward develops and McCarthy develops, what kind of quarterbacks they are. But right now, J.J. McCarthy is exhibit A for why you should not invest in receivers if you have a good sense, and I didn't this summer. I thought McCarthy would be fine. I didn't think he'd be terrible. But if you had a good sense that McCarthy was not ready, then that is the reason to completely fade that receiving core and wait till next year. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.